We're looking on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Omar Rabbi Avo Ben Zotroi. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvido. Bikshu Likvoa Parshas Bolok B'Kriyat Shema. And you'll see this in the wide lines if you count down four lines. Chachomim wanted to be Mesakein the Parsha of Tzitzis in Kriyat Shema. They thought maybe it's preferable to read Parshas Bolok, and to mention Parshas Bolok as the third parsha of Kriyat Shema instead of Tzitzis. And the Gemara is going to explain why. Why didn't they establish Parshas Bolok as the third parsha of Kriyat Shema? Mishum Torah HaTzibur. It's a long parsha to read it on every day. It's too much of a tircha de tzibura. My time, what was the reason why they wanted to be Koveya Parshas Bolok? Ilem Mishum Dechsivba El Motzion Mimitzrayim. In other words, the parsha of Bolok mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, Lema Parshas Ribis, Parshas Mishkolos. There are many different parshas in the Torah. Dechsivbaim Yitzias Mitzrayim. For example, in Parshas Ribis it says, Al Tikach Miito Neshech Vesarbis. Ani Hashem Elokeich Vashotzisi Eschem Yer Tzitzrayim. In Mishkolos it says, Mosnei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek, Eifas Tzedek, Vehein Tzedek Yelachem, Ani Hashem Elokeich Vashotzisi Eschem Yer Tzitzrayim. El Avar Rab Yossi Bar Ovid Mishum Dechsiv Bo Haikro Kora Shachav Ka'ari Uchlavi Biyikimenu. The Pasuk mentions going to sleep and waking up, Shachav and Yikimenu, like Bishobuchov Kumecha, which is in Kriyat Shema. So that Pasuk itself motivated the Chachamim to organize and establish that this parsha of Bolok should be read as the third parsha of Kriyat Shema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards us, the Pasuk says, Bishachvenu v'kumenu. We should go to sleep Ke'ari, who are Shketim, and we should wake up Kilavi. Shketim u'shlevim, Rashi says. So the Gemara says, V'lema ha'psuka v'sulo. So why not just recite the Pasuk of Korah Shachav, that Hashem protects us when we go to sleep, when we wake up, and that would be enough. And there's no Torah HaTzibur if you read one Pasuk. Gemiri, the Gemara says, we have a Kabbalah that called Parsha the Paskei Moshe. Paskin, lo Paskei Moshe Rabbeinu, lo Paskina. Notice if Moshe Rabbeinu, it organizes an entire Parsha with a Hefsik at the end of the Parsha, that we read the Parsha. But we don't chop up the Parsha in the middle of a Parsha. That's the Gemara. The Pri Chadash looks at the Lashon of the Gemara here, Mipnei Malo Kavua, which the Gemara asks that if they had an interest in being Kovea, the Parsha of Bolok, why didn't they do so? He says, you see from this that there's no Chiyuv Minat Torah to read Parshas Tzitzis. They could have just as well read a different Parsha. And furthermore, he says that the reason why Parshas Tzitzis cannot be Minat Torah is because it doesn't say Parshas Tzitzis v'dibarta bom or l'dabar bom b'shalfachov kumecha. So according to B'chadosh, it comes out that you can be Yotze Yedei Chovas Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim with any Hazkara of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's on a Doraisa level. And that's why the Gemara here, in the next few lines, the Gemara says, Parshas Tzitzis, Mibnei Makov Ua. Why do they choose Parshas Tzitzis? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chaviva, Mibnei Sheyesh Bo Chamisha Dvarim, Mitzvahs Tzitzis, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ol Mitzvahs, Das Minim, Hirur Avodah Zarah. And the whole sugya earlier, where the Gemara says that they wanted to choose Parshas Bolok, also indicates that they chose, or they were motivated to choose Parshas Balak because of Kel Motziyam Mitzrayim. In other words, it has Haskar of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And any Parsha that has Haskar of Yitzias Mitzrayim would be sufficient for this cum of the third Parsha. All you need is Haskaras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's it. And Parsha Tzitzis, therefore, says the Prima Gaudim, is not the Chova to read Parsha Tzitzis, is not a Chova d'Oraisa, but rather the mitzvah, and the kiyum is Chiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is mentioned, of course, in the last pasuk of the Parsha of Tzitzis. In fact, the Gemara, a little bit early on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, says that when Rebbe was teaching Rebbe Hayimahadir al Shmatit Odeispe Yitzias Mitzrayim, he would look for a sugya that would mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's how he was Yotze the mitzvah of reading the third parsha of Kriyat Shema. However, although the Prima Gadim seems to be correct, if we read the Rambam carefully at the beginning of Hilchas Kriyat Shema, the Rambam says, Pa'amayin b'chol yom korim Kriyat Shema, bo'eruv ba'boker, shenemar u'b'shol b'chol v'kumecha, the Rambam seems to define the mitzvah as Kriyat Shema, and Kriyat Shema is a Kriya of three Parshias. They all seem to be included in the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema. So if that be the case, how do we understand the Havamin, the Gemara of Bikshu L'Kvoa, Parshas Balak b'Kriyat Shema, if the Parsha of Vayomer is d'oraisa? The Rambam doesn't seem to shtim with the Gemara, the whole sugya here of Parshas Balak. Now the Achronim ask a different kasha. And that is, why does the Rambam omit in his minyan of Tarig Mitzvahs the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim? On the one hand, at the beginning of Hilchas Kriyat Shema, he writes, Umiz mitzvah lahazkir Yitzis Mitzrayim by Yom Valayla, Shenemar Laman Tizkaras Yom Tseischa Meretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. He quotes the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh as the source for the mitzvah Haskaras Yitzias Mitzrayim b'yom v'laila, who mitzvah lahazkir. But on the other hand, he doesn't include it in the counting of the Taryag. So the Rav used to quote in the name of Reb Chaim that the Rambam held that the mitzvah of Haskaras Yitzias Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah unto itself. It's not an independent mitzvah, but it's part of a larger mitzvah. And the key of that larger mitzvah is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim and Kriyat Shema. And the halacha is that in order to be makabel Ol Malchus Shamayim, we have to be Zocher Yitzias Mitzrayim. The remembering of Zchis Yitzrayim is part and parcel of the kiyum of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And Reb Chaim used to bring a proof from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara asks, Minayin Shaomrim Malchios, Tanya Rebbe Omer Ani Hashem Elokeichem, B'chulei zui malchios. In other words, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am your God. Elokeichem means I am your authority. When you declare that God is your authority, that's Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, and that's malchios. And here too, at the end of Parshas Vayomer, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Shautzesi Eschem Yitzayim, Lios Lechem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, this is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And therefore the parsha of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and that chova is part and parcel of a larger mitzvah, namely Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And that's why the Rambam omits the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim for the minyan of Taryag, because he holds that Zechiras Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah unto itself, but rather it's included under the general mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, which is counted as Kriyat Shema. And the Rambam indeed codifies the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in Hilchas Kriyat Shema, because the Rambam holds that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. The Gemara Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, which we mentioned before, that Rebbe used to look for a sugya that had in it Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim, Kidei Lahazkir Yitzis Mitzrayim Bismano. Rashi says Bismano Bisman Kriyachma. Rashi would also seem to indicate that Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim is a kiyum of Mitzvahs Kriyachma, and therefore Rebbe was makbid to be Zocher, to be Mazkir Yitzis Mitzrayim Bisman Kriyachma, as Reb Chaim said in the Rambam. That Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim is part of the kiyum of Mitzvahs Kriyachma, and it depends on the Zman of Kriyachma. On the other hand, the Shita Mekubetzes there on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis writes, V'af al gav di efsha de kule yoma, even though you can be behind the Mitzvahs Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim during the course of the entire day, Mikol makom kevon shekov uha the Kriyachma yorotzel yoma tekef kshaya kori Kriyachma. It would seem clearly that according to the Shita Mekubetzes, you could certainly be Mekayim Zechiris Yitzrayim during the course of the day, but the avenue would be Yotze. In other words, Zechiris Yitzrayim is a kiyum unto itself. Therefore, I would submit that according to the Shita Mekubetzes, Zechiris Yitzrayim would be counted as a separate mitzvah in Taryag. Rebbe, on the other hand, L'chatchila wanted to be Mazkir Zechiris Yitzrayim during the time of Kriyat Shema. But getting back to the sheet of the Rambam, that Zechiris Yitzrayim is not a separate obligation, it's not a kiyum unto itself, but rather part and parcel of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. If that be the case, it would make absolute sense why you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim just by mentioning Yitzis Mitzrayim in his own language, because Zechiris Yitzrayim can only be fulfilled through the reading of a parsha in the Torah, Kiksava, just like Kriyat Shema itself. And it's the same way that Kriyat Shema itself, you can't just say, Hineni Mukhanim Zumul Kabel Alatzmi, O Malchus Shemayim, you have to read a parsha in the Torah. So too, insofar as the Zechiris Yitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, of Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim, it's governed by the same rules. And the condition for fulfilling the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzrayim, like the condition for fulfilling the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, is Kriyas HaParsha. And it means that according to the Rambam, even though all three Parshias of Kriyat Shema Min HaTorah, there is a fundamental difference here. You could divide up the three Parshias into two groups. The first two Parshias of Shema and Volume Shemoa, is there's a separate halach that those two parashios are ma'akvos in the kiyum of Kriyat Shema, because the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema requires those two parashios to the exclusion of any other two parashios, and the reason for that is because v'dibarta bam uledaber bam, the Torah goes out of its way to specify these parashios. If he would substitute other parashios in the Torah for these two parashios, even if those parashios had Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, Ol Mitzvahs, Yich Hashem, and so forth and so on, he would not fulfill his mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, because there in those two parashios, V'dibarta bam, or Ledaber bam. However, in the third parasha, the parasha of Vayomer, there's no separate din that you have to read that parasha. It means that you have to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim by reading a parasha, and that parasha in the Torah now becomes part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, insofar as that mitzvah is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, which requires Yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, it makes sense that the Gemara had a Havamina that you could fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim with the parasha of Balak, insofar as the parasha of Balak mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim. And for that matter, the same is true for the parasha of Ribbis and the parasha of Mishkolos. It means Min HaTorah, he would be Yotze with any of those parashios. The mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim is part and parcel of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, because Vayomer does not have any superior position because it doesn't have V'dibarta Bam. And therefore, the kvius of parashas Vayomer is only midrabanan. And the Gemara is going to establish that the reason Vayomer was chosen is because Yesh Bo Chamisha Dvarim, as we'll soon see. The kiyum of parashas Vayomer is the kiyum Doraisa of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Zechiris Yitzrayim is a method, is a means to be mekayim the mitzvah Doraisa of Kabbalas Ol Shamayim. It's not a kiyum mitzvah b'fnei atzma, it doesn't deserve to be counted in the Taryag. But when the Rambam establishes that these three parashas are Min HaTorah, the third of which is Vayomer, it means that the kiyum of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim of Kriyat Shema is fulfilled through Parshas Vayomer, but on a Doraisa level, it doesn't. The intention of the Rambam is not to specify Vayomer as the only parsha exclusive of any other parshas. Other parshas that mention Yetzias Mitzrayim would also qualify for the Kiyum Doraisa of Kriyat Shema. The Rabbanan preferred the parsha of Vayomer because Yesh Bo Chamisha Dvarim. So if someone were to read a different parsha in the Torah, the third parsha of Kriyat Shema, if that parsha mentions Zechiras Yitzchayim, he would have completed his mitzvah Doraisa. He would have achieved his Kiyum Doraisa of Kriyat Shema because he mentioned Zechiras Yitzchayim reading a parsha in the Torah, but he would forfeit the mitzvah Derabbanan, the Kiyum of mitzvah Kriyat Shema Derabbanan through Parshas Vayomer. Again, in the case of the first two parshas, he could not substitute any other parsha, even if it would include within it Yichud Hashem, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, etc., etc., because the Torah says with the Ibarat Bam, specifying these two parshios. Now, to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiyas Mitzrayim, you have to read a parsha which mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. The only question that we have is the Gemara mentions on Daf Yud Gimel of Beis that Rebbe, when he was teaching, he would see to it that he would teach a sugya, a shmaita to this by Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that doesn't include a parsha in the Torah. It would seem that that would include any halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh. Why would that be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? That's a tzarech id. The Gemara says, as we saw earlier, Vilema Hai Psuka, since there's one particular pasuk that generates the candidacy of Parshas Balak for the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, is Lema Hai Psuka. You can't read the whole parsha because of Tircha de Tzibura, but you could read the pasuk of Karash Achav Kari Uchlavi Mekimena, and there's no Tircha de Tzibura. And the Gemara answers that Kol Parsha, the Paske Moshe Rabbeinu Paskinon, the Lo Paske Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Paskinon. Again, the Gemara that we mentioned earlier about Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Zu Kriya Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. He's reading one pasuk, he's not reading the entire parsha. Why isn't that a violation of the rule of the Lo Paski Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Paskinon? And the Meiri here on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis says it's not a kasha, because although the halacha is that parsha de Lo Paski Moshe Lo Paskinon, that only applies when he's reading it as a Kriya HaParsha. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was not reading this as a Kriya. He was just trying to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim Bizmano. However, later on indeed, in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, he would read the entire Parsha for the sake of Kriyat Shema. And he would fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema by reading the entire Parsha, not by reading one pasuk. Now let's open up to the Sugya Megillah Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. There too, we find a very similar Gemara, except for one major difference. The Gemara Megillah does not use the language of called Parsha Delo Paski Moshe, but rather called Psuka Delo Paski Moshe. Let's just read through the Gemara quickly. The Gemara says, V'tani Allah, Gracious Bishnaim Yirakiya Biyechod, Vavina Bab Bishlaim Yirakiya Biyechod, the Talsa Psuka Havi. You can be Yotzi the mitzvah of Kriya Satorah by reading three psukim. Ela Gracious Bishnaim Chamisha Psuka Havi. In the case of Gracious, it has five psukim. V'yitmar Allah, Rav Amar Doleg, Shmuel Amar Posek, Rav Amar Doleg, my time Allah Amar Posek, Kosovar Kol Psuka, Delo Paski Moshe, Anan Lo Paskinon. So the sugya is addressing the halacha of Kriyas HaTorah Shel Ma'amados, and the pasuk says in Bamidbar Chof Ches Tzavas Bnei Yisrael's Korbani Lachmi Lishai and Chazal Darshin V'chiheich Korbano Shel Adam Karev V'eino Omed Al Gabo Iskinu Nevi'im Rishonim Shiv Yisrael Mechulakim Lesrim V'yar Ma'amados Lamod Al Korban HaTomid V'al Kol Mishmar Kohenim Ayimamid Ma'amid Yisrael Akol Mishmar Kohenim Ayu Ma'amad Yisrael Kshemigiyas Man Amishmar Kohenim Valavim Hayu Olu Yushalayim Yisrael Be also Mishmar Imiskansim Bebote Knesios V'korin B'maisa Breishas. So this is a sugya in Tainis Taf Chavav, and the Gemara here in Megillah Chav Beis says that on the first day of the week when they were b'kayim the mitzvah of Ma'amados, they read the parshios of Bereishis Vayehi Rakia, which is the Maisa Bereishis of the first day of creation, the second day of creation. And the Braisa says that they took those 2 days of creation, divided them into Shlosha Kruim, and Parshas Bereishis they would read Bishnayim, and Yehi Rakia they would read with one. So that's how they divided it up into three korim. So the Gemara asks, in the case of Yehi Rakia B'Echad, there are three psukim. But in the case of Bereishis Bishnayim, they divide up into two kruim, it's only five psukim. And the halacha is that a Kari B'Torah needs three psukim and not less. So Rav says, Doleg, that the first one would read three psukim, the first three psukim, and the second kore would again repeat the last pasuk that was written by the first kore and add the next two psukim, and that's how he got three. And Shmuel Amar Posek, which means that the Rishon would read two psukim and then half the pasuk shlishi. And then the second half of the pasuk shlishi was the first part of the kriya of the sheni, and then he would read another two psukim. So the Gemara asks, I understand very well that Rav did not want to say posek to split a pasuk in half, because kol psuka de lo paski Moshe anan lo paskinon. The rule is that you cannot split a pasuk in half and read half a pasuk. That's what the Gemara says. Shmuel Amar Paskinan Lei. Shmuel, on the other hand, says that you're allowed to split a pasuk, even though Moshe did not split that pasuk. And the Gemara asks, the Amar Rav Chananya, Kra. He was the Baal Mikra. He was the Bucky. B'tamei HaMikra, Rashi says, Tzar Gadol Hayolo Eitzel Rabbi Chanina HaGadol. Harbei Tarachti V'chazarti Sheyateli Lifsok Es Hapsukim L'shnayim V'lo Hiteli Lifsok El Tinokos Shabes Ravon Hoyel Ulislamed Asuyon. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that you're only going to be matir splitting a pasuk in the case of Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban. That's the case where Rav Chananya allowed the Malami Tinokos to split the pasuk in half. Tamimai Mishum Delo Efshar. You cannot teach the children without splitting a pasuk. That's a necessary condition. It's like Eis Lasus Lashem. So what do we do with Kriyas HaTorah? The Gemara says, Hachinami lo efshar. That according to this Shita, you have no choice but to be mechalik psukim and divide it in half. So the Gemara is going to ask him, Shmuel, Shomer posuk, my time alone, or doleg. But you don't have to split a posuk in half. You can be doleg and let's repeat psukim. And Shmuel answers, Gzeira mishum anechnosim u'mishunam yotz, that people come in and out and they may get the wrong impression. The Nichnasim who come after the first Korei and they see that the second one started with the first and the third pasuk, they don't realize that the first Koreh read three pesukim, they think he read two pesukim. And the Yotzim who leave after the Kriyas HaRishon, they think that the Sheni is only going to read two pesukim, and therefore Shmuel felt compelled to be matir, splitting a pasuk into two. But the question that we want to ask is, when we compare the sugya in Megillah Chaf Beis to our sugya here in Brachas Yud Beis, we find an interesting distinction. And that is that the sugya in Megillah formulates the halacha in terms of a pasuk, that you're not allowed to split a pasuk that Moshe didn't split. And yet here, in our Gemara, it's called Parsha Delo Paske Moshe Lo Paskini. We don't split a Parsha. In other words, if we look at the sugya in Megillah, we get the impression that the Isser is Pisuk Psukim, not to split a pasuk. Here, we get an additional dimension, namely of Pisuk Parshios. And furthermore, that was sugya here in Bracho seems to be that you can't be mafsik in the middle of a parsha in the Torah. We don't find, with regard to Kriyas HaTorah, that there should be a digduk, it should be a chashash, that you shouldn't. The only issue in Kriyas HaTorah should be that you shouldn't start a parsha less than Gimel Psukim, and you shouldn't leave off a parsha when they're less than Psukim to finish the parsha. And therefore it would seem that when we take the two sugyas together and we derive the conclusions from these two sugyas by integrating them, we get the impression that there's an Isur to be mafsik in the middle of a pasuk, and then on top of that, there's a kiyum of kriya to read the Torah kiksava, which means to read the entire parsha. Excuse me. And these two dinim apply to kriyas psuki haTorah. Number one, that you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the pasuk. And number two, to read the pasuk as it's written. And to read the pasuk as it's written, meaning to read the entire pasuk without splitting it. However, with regard to the Isur, we're only talking about the middle of a pasuk. We're not talking about splitting up a parsha, because this Isur is based on the general halach of Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyatar Rashoi Li'omer Bal Peh, and we derive from that you're not allowed to read Torah Shebiksav Shalo Kitzurasa. You have to read it Kiksava. However, this Isur is chal on Psukim and on Parshios. And the proof of the matter is that with regard to Hallel, we find a situation in which we actually read less than the entire parsha. When we read the entire Hallel, that means Hallel Sholem, which is called Yomim Shegomer Ben Es HaHallel, then we don't chop off, we don't split a parsha, a parak. But with regard to a day of Hallel, She'ein HaYochid Gomer Zahal, we read part of a parak. If we'll say that there's an Isur to be mafsik in the middle of a parsha, then how can we do so in the case of Halb Hallel, in the case where we're not Gomer Es HaHallel? So even though in Rosh Chodesh there's no chiyuv to be Gomer Es HaHallel, but nevertheless we're reading parshios because of the minug, and we're being mafsik in the middle of the parsha, how can we do such a thing? And the answer is because Amiras Hal Sholem is different than Chatzi Hallel. In the case of Hal Sholem, the mitzvah is mitzvahs kriyas parshios, and therefore we cannot split a parsha in the middle. But in the case of Chatzi Hallel B'dilug, there the mitzvah is reading psukim, and there's no isur to be mafsik in the middle of a perek. There's an isur to be mafsik in the middle of a pasuk. So the reason why we don't split up a parsha is not because there's an Isur to do so,
that Isser only applies to the Mafsik in the middle of a Pasuk, but rather the Isser, the Mafsik in the middle of a Parsha is only because of the Kiyum Kriya. Well, if there's a Kiyum Kriya's Parshios, then we have to read the Parsha in its entirety. But if, for example, the case of Halil B'dilug on Rosh Chodesh, there's no mitzvah of reading the Parsha, it's just the mitzvah of reading Psukim, then, although we're not allowed to cut a Pasuk in half, there's no Isser of cutting a Parsha in half. And the chalos, this kium of reading a parsha, kiksava, is relevant to kriyas parshios when there's a mitzvah of reading a parsha. And here, the mitzvah of kriyat shma is different from kriyas haTorah. The sugyan brachos addressing the mitzvah of kriyat shma is kriyat shma is a mitzvah of kriyas parshios. And that's why the Gemara says that you're not allowed to just pull out, in the case of Bullock, one Pasukra Shocheva Kari and read it instead of the entire Parsha, because Kol Parsha Lo Pascha Moshanan Lo Paskina, the mitzvah and the kiyum is to read a Parsha. And to read a Parsha, you have to read a Kiksava, which means the entire Parsha. The Gemara Megillah, on the other hand, is addressing the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. In Kriyas HaTorah, the mitzvah is not to read a parsha. The mitzvah is to read psukim. And that's why the Gemara says in Bava Kamma that the original takana was you called a one person, he read three psukim, or you call up three gavri, and each one reads one pasuk. The mitzvah is psukim. That was the original takana. Later on, Ezra was masaking three gavri and 10 psukim. It's always a kiyum of reading psukim, and therefore the Gemara says you cannot be mafsik in the middle of a pasuk, and that's Rav Sheet over there, Megillah, and Shmuel allows it because of Eis Lasos, he has no other option in the case of Avodos. Is Memela, when it comes to Kriyat Shema, which is a mitzvah of Kriyas Parshios, we add the halacha that in order to achieve and obtain the kiyum parshios, we cannot split a parsha in half, just like we saw in the case of Hal Sholem. But in the case of Kriyas HaTorah, where the mitzvah is fulfilled through Kriyas Psukim, the only Iser that's relevant is not to be mafsik in the middle of a pasuk. We don't care about being mafsik in the middle of a parsha, because there's no kiyum of reading a parsha. The mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is to read Psukim. The Magen Avraham, at the beginning of Simon Reish Pei Beis, asks about the Shiva Kruim on Shabbos. The Inyamash Mafsikim B'Shiva Kruim B'Shabbos V'Eino Dafka B'Sof Parsha. So you see that with Mafsik, for example, in Parshas Vayetze and Parshas Miketz. And the reason for that, once again, is that the Kiyum is not reading a full parsha, but the kiyum is reading psukim. We read it inside. He says, "Mashmaf sikim b'shivas hakruim b'shabes v'enu dafka b'sof haparsha shirimaf sikim gam b'parshas vayetze u'parshas miketz af shehim parsha achas shehim v'psucha o." Stuma, he gives the examples of Ayetze and Miketz. He says that Tambas that Mishum Shekol Shivas Hakruim Chashuvim Kodem Echad. The way we're saying it, you don't have to come on to this halach of Chashuvim Kodem Echad. But rather, the mitzvah is not a mitzvah of reading Parshias, but rather a mitzvah of reading Psukim. Umaf Shemafsike B'Sheni V'Chavishi V'Emtzah Parsha. Again, there's no kasha from Sheni v'Chamishi that we cut the parasha. And as Fasebes asks about Hal B'Dilug, it means that we start in the middle of a perek and we chop up the parasha into half. What about Kol Psuka D'Lopaski Moshe? And the answer that he gives, he wavers back and forth about Ksuvim. But the answer is that Hal B'Dilug is not a kiyum of Kriyas Parshis, but rather a kiyum of Kriyas Psukim. He asked the question about a Tainas Tzibur, a mafsik in the middle of a parsha, and he wants to say that the reading of the Torah on a Tainas Tzibur is tefillah ubakosha, and therefore the Isur of Kol Paski Moshe doesn't apply. The way we're saying it, it's not a kash at all. That's Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is not a mitzvah. Kriyas HaParshios. It's only a mitzvah of Kriyas Psukim. What about the minhag of reciting Yud Gimel Midos when the Aron is open on Yontif and they terminate in the word Venake, which is in the middle of a pasuk? What about Kol Paski Lo Paski Moshe Nan Lo Paskinin, which we said is an Isur that applies in general? And the answer could possibly be is that we only apply the principle of Kol Psuka de Lo Paski Moshe Anan Lo Paskinin when there's a Chiyuv Amiris Psukim. Although the Gemara seems to apply it in the case of Tashbar, which is not a Chiyuv Amiris Psukim, but that depends upon how you define the mitzvah of Talmud Torah with regard to Torah Shebichsav. In any event, Yud Gimel Midos Harachmim are not recited as Psukim, but rather as Midos. And therefore, when the Midah ends, that's when you end the recitation. It doesn't require reading Psukim. This might explain the Minog of reading Aseres HaDibros B'Tam Elyon, where you divide up the Kriya into Dibros, and yet, for example, you recite Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinaf, Lo Signov, Lo Sanarech, Eid Shoker as four different Dibros, even though you're splitting up one Pasuk, and the answer is that you're not reading the Torah's Psukim as you do in a normal case of Kriyas HaTorah, you're reading a B'Torah's Dibros. And therefore, each Dibra is a separate entity. Let's take a look at the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. Omer Abelozman Azariah reading Kiven Shivim Shana. We're familiar with this from the Agadlos. Achisit Tiyom Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. Hashdarsh Ben Zoma Shenemar Leman Tizkar Es Yom Tzeischa Meretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. And the impression you get from this Mishnah is that the source in the Torah for the mitzvah Zchiyus Yitzias Mitzrayim on a daily basis, b'chol yom, is the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, l'man tizkar es yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, kol yimei chayecha. And if you open up to the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Kriyat Shema, we mentioned it earlier, mitzvah la'azki yitzis Mitzrayim be'yom uva'layla she'nemer l'man tizkar es yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim. There's another mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is on Leil Tesvav B'Nisan, and the source is in Parshas Bo, in Shmos Yud Gimel, it says, Zochar es hayom hazeh asher yotzasem mimitzrayim, and that's codified by the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Milchus Chametz Umatzah, Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah L'Saper B'Nisan, and the flow Shanasar Avosein B'Leil Tesvav B'Nisan, Shnemar, Zochar es hayom hazeh asher yotzasem mimitzrayim. So we have two parshios here. We have the parshin Re'eh in Dvarim Tezayin Laman Tizkar. That's the mitzvah Noeges Bechol Yom of Zechiris Yitzis Tzrayim. Then we have the parsha in Bo, in Shpos Yud Gimel Zochres Yom HaZeh Sheh Yitzosim Eretz Mitzrayim. Yitzosim Mitzrayim. And that is the source for the mitzvah of Leil Tesvav of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. You'll see the same thing in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin. The Rambam quotes a mechilta that derives the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim Aleil Pesach from the pasuk Zochar Es Hayom Hazeh Asher Yatzasem Mimitzrayim. However, Rashi, if you open up to Rashi in his Pirush Al Torah on the pasuk Zochar Es Hayom Hazeh, which as we saw in Parshas Bo is the source for the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, Rashi says Lameid Shemaskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Bechol Yom. Rashi uses the Poskin Bo as and identifies it as the source for the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzisrayim that applies every day of the year. And it's against the Rambam. But L'chor Rashi is difficult because our Mishnah quotes Ben Zoma as saying that the Zechiris Mitzis Shrine Balelos is derived from Laman Tizkar, a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. That's the source of Zechiris Mitzis Shrine. Our Mishnah here in Brachos Yud Beis Hamid Beis is addressing the daily mitzvah, the whole year round of Zechiris Mitzis Shrine. And Ben Zoma, the Mishnah, quotes Levan Tizkos Yom Tzeischa as the source, whereas Rashi says the source is Zohar Es Hayom Hazeh in Parshas Bo. How do we reconcile the stira between our Mishnah and Parshas Bo, and Rashi in Parshas Bo? And if you look at Minchas Chinuch of Mitzvah Chof Aleph, he raises this question. But truth be told, Rashi is taken from an explicit Mechilta. The Mechilta in Parshas Bo says the following: Vayomer Moshe La'am, Zochras Hayom Hazeh, Ein Li El Shemaskir Yitzis Mitzrayim Bayomim, Balelos Minayin, Shenema Laman Tizkaras Yom Tzeischa Meretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha. So basically, the Mechilta anchors the source for Zechiris Mitzrayim the whole year round in the Pasuk Zochras Hayom Hazeh here in Parshas Bo, like Rashi in his Perush Al Torah, that we derive Zechiris Yitzrayim from the Pasuk Zochras Hayom Hazeh. But again, the Mechilta itself is difficult because the Mechilta also quotes the Pasuk of Laman Tizkar and Parshas Re'eh. So it seems like what the Mechilta is presenting is an integration of two Psukim, and the sum total of those two Psukim is the source for the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim the whole year round. Why does the Mechilta feel compelled to quote the pasuk Zochras Hayom Hazeh Asher Yetzasim Mitzrayim is the source for the mitzvah of Zechira? And the answer is apparently because it says Zochras Hayom Hazeh B'loshen Tzivui, it's a mandate. Whereas Laman Tzizkar is not written as a mandate, as a Tzivui. The problem that the Mechilta is facing, once having derived the source for the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzrayim from Zochras Hayom Hazeh, is when does the mitzvah apply? Does the mitzvah apply only by day or even by night? So the Zman HaMitzvah is up in the air. And for that we need the second pasuk, namely the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Because the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh begins with Lo Sochal Olav Chameit Shivas Yomim Tochal of Matzis Lechem Oni, and then it says Laman Tizkar Yom Tzeischa Meretz Yisrael Kol Yimei Chayecha, and that pasuk is telling us that the reason why the Torah is so strict about Achilas Chameitz, these are Achilas Chameitz, and the flip side, the Chiyuv Achilas Matzah for 7 days of Pesach, is because the whole year round there's a mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim, and on this 7 day holiday we have to be very careful about remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. But when the Torah says Levan Tizkaras Yom Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha, that's where Ben Zoma derives the Chiyuv not only by day but also by night. So we start with the basic Chiyuv, which is established with the by the Pasuk in Bo of Zochras Hayom Hazeh, B'loshan Tzivui, and then to plug in, or to expand that Chiyuv of Zechiris Yisrael to Lelos, we need the Pasuk Levan Tizkar in Parshas Re'eh, where it says, Kol Yivei Chayecha, Bein Bayom Ubein Balayla. If that be the case, then there's no stira between Rashi and our Mishnah. They're both correct. Rashi is correct, and that's what we saw in the Mechilta, that the source for the mitzvah, the chiyuv of Zechiris Yitzrayim the whole year round, is the pasuk in Bo Zochras Hayom Hazeh B'loshen Tzivui. Either Mishnah quotes the pasuk Levan Tizkar, that's because the Mishnah is establishing, according to Ben Zoma, the chiyuv even by Laila. And let's look at Rashi in his Pirush Al Torah on the pasuk Levan Tizkar Yom Tzeischa in Parshas Re'eh. Rashi says, Leman Tizkaras Yom Tzeischa al Yidei Achilas HaPesach VeHamatzah Tizkaras Yom Tzeischa. As Rashi is explicit that this pasuk Leman Tizkar is offering an explanation for the reason for the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. In other words, the pasuk itself is talking about Leil Tesvav, and this is Rashi L'shitaso, that pasuk of Leman Tizkaras Yom Tzeischa could not possibly serve as the source for the mitzvahs Chisin Tzitzrayim, because that pasuk is talking about Leil Tesvav. He needs the pasuk of Zochras Hayom Hazeh. The mitzvahs Chis Mitzrayim is derived from Zochras Hayom Hazeh. The pasuk of Antizkar is giving an explanation for Achilas Matzah and can be used only to expand the mitzvahs Chis Mitzrayim, but not as the source for Yitzis Mitzrayim. But the question is, what is the source according to Rashi for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? If Rashi is correct that Laman Tizkaras Yom Tzeischa is giving a reason, a tam, for the mitzvah of Matzah, and it's going to teach something about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias all year round, namely to expand it to Lelos, where do we have, what is the source for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam, after all? As we saw in Perek Zayin, the Hilchos Chametz Matzah quotes the pasuk Rambam uses the pasuk Laman Tizkar at the beginning of Hilchos Kriyat Shema for the source of Zechiris Yisrael the whole year round, and then he uses the pasuk in Shmos of Zochas Yoma Es Hayom Hazeh Sheyetzos Mitzrayim as the source for the mitzvah of Sipur Yisrael B'Leil at Pesach. Rashi uses the pasuk of Zochras Hayom Hazeh in Parshas Bo as the source for the mitzvah of Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Laman Tizkar, he says, is an explanation for the time of the mitzvah of Matzah. So he can't. Neither of these two psukim can serve as the source for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam uses Zochras Hayom Hazeh, which according to Rashi is the whole year round, Zechiris Yetzias, not Sipur. So Zochras Hayom Hazeh could not possibly be used as the source for the mitzvah of Sipur. And on the other hand, the pasuk of in Parshas Re'eh of Laman Tizkar, it's a Tama mitzvah. But the answer apparently is that the pasuk says, "V'igadet to Labincha b'yom ha'ulemar b'avur zeh asal li Hashem b'tzeis Mitzrayim." And that's referring Bavur Zeh to Leil HaPesach. We got it to Bincha, now becomes the source for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We mentioned before that the Rambam omits the mitzvah Chiyus Mitzrayim in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. And the Achronim want to know why. In fact, the mitzvah Chiyus Mitzrayim is a mitzvah in the Torah. The Gemara says on Daf Chaf Aleph that if he has a Sofek, whether he recited Emes V'Yatziv or not, Chozer V'Yomer Emes V'Yatziv, because Emes V'Yatziv is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Gemara explains that is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Rashi explains over there in Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph, Shemazkir Bo Yetzias Mitzrayim D'chiyuva d'oraisa. And the Rambam himself at the beginning of Perek Aleph Milchus Kriyat Shema, as we saw, writes Umitzvah La'azki Yitzisrayim B'yom U'balayla Shenemar Laman Tizkar Es Yom Tzeischa Mei Eretz Mitzrayim, quoting the Pasuk that Menzoma quotes in our Mishnah. But clearly the Rambam has outspoken that there's a mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzisrayim, and yet he omits it from the Taryag. And we mentioned one Mahalach before in the name of Reb Chaim, but the Rav Zichron Levrach had a different Mahalach in the name of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim had a second alternative understanding of the Rambam, because in our Mishnah, the Mishnah records a machlokus shein Rabbi Lozman Azarin Chachomim as to whether or not the mitzvah of Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim applies bo lelos. And the question is how to interpret the pasuk Kol Yemei Chayecha. According to Rabbi Lozman Azaria, it's l'rabos ha'lelos. Chachomim used the pasuk for Yimos HaMashiach, and therefore the Kol Yemei Chayecha according to Chachom is no longer free to be marbel lelos, and therefore the mitzvah of Zechiris Yetzias applies only by day and not by night. But then let's flip it around, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the kol is marbel lelos, there's no drasha, there's no source that the mitzvah of Zechiris Yetzias applies even limos HaMashiach. The Rambam accepts the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he paskins that the mitzvah of Zechiyas Yetzias Chaim applies not only by day but also by night. The Rambam at the beginning of Kriyat Shema quotes the pasuk, "L'man tizkes yom tzeiska mitzvah kol yimei chayecha." Is Memela, according to the Rambam, by passing like Rav Elazar ben Azariah and expanding the mitzvah of Zechira to Lelos and using the kol as a ribui for Lelos, he no longer has the kol as a ribui for Yemos HaMashiach. And the Rambam writes in the Shroshim of Sefer HaMitzvah Shorosh Gimel that mitzvah asida libatel eina nimneis b'minyan ha-mitzvahs. A mitzvah doesn't apply even it doesn't apply in the future at the time of Yemos HaMashiach. It's limited in time. It's not a mitzvah lidoros, but it's asida libatel. It's not included in the minyan taryag. And therefore, since the Rambam does not have kol l'rabos Yemos HaMashiach, and the mitzvah of Zechiyas Yetzias will be v'teila in Yemos HaMashiach, it's therefore a mitzvah asida libatel that cannot be counted in taryag. Whereas the first mahalach of Reb Chaim, as we said before, was that Zechiyas Yetzias is left out of the minyan mitzvahs because it's not a separate independent mitzvah, but it's a part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And insofar as it's part of the mitzvah of Ol Malchus Shamayim, because the end of the parasha itself of Vayomer in Kriyat Shema is Ani Hashem Elokeich Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And Reb Chaim, of course, brought the raya, as we said, that Malchios can be fulfilled with the pasuk Ani Hashem Elokeich, and that's Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Stach Memeila Vayomer as Zechiris Yisrayim is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And therefore the Rambam doesn't count it in Taryad. It's not a separate independent mitzvah. And we explain that according to Reb Chaim, it's afla v'fela that the Rambam codifies the mitzvah of Zechiyas Yetzias Chaim and Hilchos Kriyat Shema so far as it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. If you look in the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Kriyat Shema, he writes, Pamayim b'chol yom korim Kriyat Shema u'ma'u korei sholosh parshiyas elu v'charis parshiyas elu v'hein shema v'hoim shema v'yomer. It would seem for the Rambam that all three parashas of Kriyat Shema form the mitzvah d'oraisa. And one could ask the following question. Bishleim of the first two parashas, Nicha. Because in both parashas, it says, B'shalbukov kumecha. And L'daber bom. However, what about parashas Tzitzis? Why is that the third parasha in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema d'oraisa? It doesn't say, B'shalbukov kumecha. And the Rambam seems to assume that all three parashas, including parashas Tzitzis, are one unit and integral part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam's language is clear. He says, Kriyat Shlosh Parashas Eilu Seder Zeh Hi Anikreis Kriyat Shema. The answer is, according to Reb Chaim, it's beautiful because Reb Chaim in this Mahalach holds that the parasha of Tzitzis is Doraisa. Because it's got Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim fundamentally is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And therefore it's one key with Kriyat Shema. It's an integral part of Kriyat Shema. Therefore the Rambam writes that all three parashas of Kriyat Shema are Doraisa. The third parasha of Tzitzis, which mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim, is a form, a conduit to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. And therefore it's an integral part of Kriyat Shema. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Zechiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim is no heges b'chol yom. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, on the other hand, the Rambam codifies in Chametzu Matzah, is limited to the 15th of Nisan. And the Achronim, Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Chof Aleph, and others ask what was added on Leil Tesvav, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that doesn't already apply the whole year round. Leil Tesvav is not different, it's not inferior to any Laila in the rest of the year, 365 days of the year. And there's a mitzvah of Zechiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Reb Chaim would say that these mitzvahs, Zechira on the one hand and Sipur on the other, are fundamentally two different mitzvahs. And those the differences express themselves in three different ways. Number one, the mitzvah Zechiyas Yetzias is b'schira koldu. You just mentioned that we were taken out of Mitzrayim. The mitzvah Sipur Yetzias is l'sapir b'arichus, Kol Amarbe, everything that happened to our forefathers in Mitzrayim. The second difference is that Mitzvah Sechiyus Yitzrayim is Bein Olav Vein Atzmo. He recites the parsha. He reminds himself and remembers Sechiyus Yitzrayim, but Sibur Yitzrayim is Libno, Vigadit Libincha. And finally, the Mitzvah Sechiyus Yitzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah to be makabel olav ol malchus shamayim through the azkar of Yitzis Mitzrayim. It's part and parcel of Kriyat Shema, whereas the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim is a mitzvah unto itself, and therefore it's counted in Taryag. The Rav Zichron Levracha would add that there's another difference between the two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim includes an obligation of halel and odah, to thank Hashem, express gratitude for Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's why we recite Halil in the Leil HaSeder to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Schiras Yitzis Mitzrayim, on the other hand, is just Azkara. There's no Chiyuv of Halil. Okay, Rabbosai, we'll stop here.